Yes, you're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now, UNESCO adopts anti-Israeli resolution on Al-Aqsa Mosque. We're joined on the line by Professor Abdul Sattar Qasim from the An-Najah University in Nablus, live from the West Bank. Professor Abdul Sattar, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am not at Najah University. I am free.
Okay. Jazakum akhir for the correction in that regard. UNESCO adopts anti-Israeli resolution on Al-Aqsa Mosque. Is this big news?
Well, that's not an anti-Israeli resolution. And it's not a pro-Palestinian resolution. It is a resolution that asserts the historical fact. Now, the historical fact that pleases somebody or angers somebody else, that's something else. Israel considers this as anti-Israeli. That has nothing to do with the anti-Israeli. The UNESCO studied the situation and evaluated all the evidence they presented to it. And by the way, the board of trustees in the UNESCO consists of 58 nations, 58 states. And they are not so dumb. They evaluated all the evidences they presented to them, either by the Israelis or by the Palestinians. And finally, they decided that there is no proof whatsoever that Israel was there in the Al-Aqsa Mosque. That there were no traces of Jewish presence in Al-Aqsa Mosque. So the UNESCO asserted this historical fact, which other researchers talked about it in the past. Like, for instance, an American historian called Thompson wrote a book on this situation, on this matter. And he concluded that Israel never had any traces in Palestine before the second temple. The Israelis say that they were there in the first temple, which was built by Solomon, as they say in their holy book. Now, Thompson refuted that and said, no, they were not there, and there was not a first temple. That Solomon did not build a temple. But he said that the second temple was built by the Jews when they were back by the Iranian leader Cyrus. They built a temple on the 6th century BC. And there is another historian called Kamal al-Salibi. He's a Lebanese. He said that the Jews never were in Palestine. They had a presence somewhere in the Arabian Peninsula, but not in Palestine. And also the Samaritans who are a Jewish sect who live in Nablus. They live in Nablus in the West Bank. They always say that Jerusalem is not a sacred place for the Jews. The only sacred place for the Jews is At-Tur Mountain in Nablus. In At-Tur Mountain, they have their holy places, and they say that Solomon built his temple on this mountain. And God was about to talk to Moses atop of that mountain, and so on. So they don't believe that the Jews have anything to do with Jerusalem. Although UNESCO said that Jerusalem is a sacred city for the Muslims, Jews, and Christians. For the Samaritans, who are a Jewish sect, say no. It is not a sacred place. It's similar to any other village or Palestinian city.
Yes.
Now, so that's the situation. Now, would that help the Palestinian and the Palestinians and the Arabs in the international arena? Yes, it does. Why? Because it refutes the Israeli pretext, and it says that the Israelis in one way or another, it says that the Israelis have been lying to everybody in the world, and they have been creating their own history out of their imagination. So the Israelis would appear that they are liars, while the Arabs and the Palestinians are the true, or they have been telling the true story all the time. But will the Arabs and the Palestinians benefit from this resolution? Now, from our experience, that we, the Palestinians, do not benefit from international resolutions. To the extent that we pulled out the Palestinian cause from the international institutions, from international entities, to be only a Palestinian cause in face of the Israelis. While there are so many international resolutions that are in the favor of the Palestinians, but unfortunately, we jeopardized all of what we could get from all of these resolutions. So yeah. I don't think that the Palestinians and the Arabs will benefit from that. But will the Western countries take sanctions against Israel? Because it's evident now that Israel is a very aggressive state. No, they will not do. Well, this revolution might mean something if the Arabs and the Palestinians are strong enough to deter Israel. As long as they are weak and unwilling to take action, I think this resolution will be worthless.
Yes, now in terms of, what does this mean? Israel's occupation is illegal. Is this the implication? But all resolutions, on the other hand, are empty words. What actually will happen now?
Well, nothing is going to happen, nothing. Israel will continue to build settlements and will continue to bring settlers to the West Bank. Israel doesn't pay attention to all the international resolutions because it is sure that there will be no sanctions and no action taken against it. Since Israel is secure on the international level, they will continue their traditional policies in Palestine. Unfortunately, that will happen. But their controversy over the international arena has been damaged a lot. Now they cannot tell the nations that God has given them Palestine. They always say that their God allocated Palestine for them, as if he was a merchant of real estate. And they have been telling everybody that they were the first to build a state in Palestine. Now, this resolution by the UNESCO negates all of these arguments. So I think they are becoming weaker in their arguments in the international community.
On the other hand, will Israeli extremists now try more and more to provoke Palestinians around the Al-Aqsa Masjid compound?
Yeah, the day before yesterday, they intruded the Al-Aqsa Mosque. So they are not going to pay attention. They don't care. They don't read. And as I said, as long as they feel that they are strong and nobody is going to take actions against them, they will continue their violations of the international law. Occupation itself is illegal. Occupation itself is terrorism. And Israel has been practicing terrorism all the time. And nobody talks about the Israeli terrorism. They talk about ISIS terrorism. That's not enough. So we are living in a world of hypocrisy. The internationals, particularly the Western countries, are hypocrites. They are liars. And they only care about their own interests, and they don't care about the human rights all over the world.
Last time we spoke, Professor, we spoke after Shimon Peres died. Have Palestinians forgiven Mahmoud Abbas for attending and being a sucker to the Israelis?
Well, now we have a problem here. Our people do not have strong reactions to any kind of humiliations they are exposed to. And Mahmoud Abbas has humiliated all the Palestinians and provoked their sentiments and their feelings. And unfortunately, we did not have any action against Mahmoud Abbas. And that's our main problem. And we have a bad, rotten leadership. But also, the people are not defending themselves. And that's our real problem. That our Palestinian leadership has been intruding and violating all the taboos of the Palestinian people. But the Palestinians haven't been making any action. And that's too bad. And that cripples us. We are unable to do anything. Because if we want to face this leadership, we need the backing of our own people. And our own people are in a state of extreme weakness to the extent that they cannot and they are not willing to defend themselves.
Yeah. That is really unfortunate, as you put it across, and we hope that there can be some sort of a unified voice and a stance that is taken on this critical issue from the Palestinians. Mm. Professor, we appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Jazakumullah khair for chatting to us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Assalamu alaikum. Professor Abdusattar Qasim, and as he pointed out, you know, it was really disturbing to see Abu Mazin Mahmoud Abbas at the funeral procession of Shimon Peres, and what sort of a message does that give you? Just, you know, he sort of nailed his colors that there can be no doubt that he's a stooge of the Israelis after that.